Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's the worst lyricist in heavy metal, though. Like, his lyrics are so bad.
Yeah, but what are you really talking about?
Hello, me. It's me again.
Yeah.
Peace Sells is a great song. His lyrics in that are so cringe.
What do you mean I can't be the president of the United States of America?
Just you singing that is making my skin crawl.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The guns, the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin to God, to face the fraud, the messing with me. Come on, come on, come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins! Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day! Let me talk to you!
Baby. If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dippin' Dots!
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast, doing it in your ear hole for over 8 years. My name is PC Tunney. I am the commissioner of the United States of Dem Dem Bear Americas, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. He is inebriator in an era in which it is great to be awesome. It's DPP.
I'm pretty sure I'm already inebriated. It's been a fun day of playing with Legos in the basement and drinking, so here.
You know, technically, you can just count it towards, like, that's time spent working for the production company, so...
It is true. It is part of the business.
We've heard enough from you. AJ Velaz is here already. AJ Velaz.
I'm going back to my room.
AJ Velaz is here. He's funky and fresh in a phenomenal kind of way.
He's drinking doing, blood.
And also getting inebriated. No, it's vodka cranberry.
Oh.
All right. That was blood. Good for you. There's no wrong way to consume alcohol, son. And we have a very special guest this year. He's basically a part of this podcast now. He is going, by the way, folks, I found some very wonderful news today. He is going for back-to-back bearded wonder. Like, he's going for it. He said one was not enough. He said, I'm not taking my ball and going home. I'm going to assert my dominance, and I'm going to pull my beard out and stick it right in your fucking face. It is... none other than DJ from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast right here on the Chair Shot Radio Network.
Fun fact, I have not been in anybody's ear hole for 8 years. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Going to defend the beard championship tomorrow at about 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
What's your regimen for tomorrow? We're waking up. Do we eat something different? Do we eat something different tonight or leading up to it? Does something make it shinier? Like anything, you get more protein, more fatty acids. What works with that beard there?
A couple of new Belgian 1554s and a nice frosty mug and probably an egg omelet in the morning, buddy.
Okay. I was about to say, is it like the dog thing that you do where you give a dog an egg and it's shinier coat?
That's right.
Do you stay away from bubblegum altogether for a couple weeks leading up to these things? Like, can anybody chewing bubblegum? Anybody gives you bubblegum? You're just like, nope, can't risk it going and getting stuck in the beard. Got to cut it out. That would ruin everything.
Bird's
no
nest in there.
Like, in the words of Mickey from Rocky, women weaken knees, bubblegum weakens beards. Absolutely no bubblegum for the last month prior to a beard contest.
Yeah. You know, it can slip right out of your mouth and it gets stuck. You got to cut it out. You make some weird shape and you go, oh, I thought I would be artistic this year and cut the shape and the fucking give you the truth serum gas. And you look at him and go, yeah, I'm a fucking idiot who can't fucking walk and chew bubble gum at the same time.
At that point, though, you ever been to Disney World and they got the trees that they've shaped out like Mickey Mouse? No. I would just do that with the beard at that point. Just get the hedge trimmers out and turn it into like Donald fucking Duck or some shit.
It's upside down Mickey.
If you're gonna Donald Duck,
you just go there next time.
If you're gonna go to the contest and if you Donald Ducking your beard, you have to Donald Duck yourself as well and shirt cock.
Donald Ducking.
Wow.
You gotta go.
Think about what you just said. Go get some soap and watch out your goddamn.
Gotta go full duck, full Donald.
The next time you go to Disney, you just have to go up to like kids and it's like, hey, look, another hidden Mickey, and it's just your beard.
Or you make like balloon animals with it.
Yeah, there you go.
I asked for a bike clown. Not that old. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with DWI Podcast episode number 358 right here on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. We shall return. If we do not, avenge our death.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to DWI 358, DPP, AJ Balazs, PC Tony, and one of our favorite guests currently, and maybe of all time as well, DJ from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast is here as well. Before we get this show started, DJ, let everybody know what's going on over at Mindless and what you got going on besides just crushing the competition in beard offs.
We do our stuff every Wednesday. Well, we record on Wednesday night. We usually end up on thechairshot.com wherever you listen to your podcast, usually by Friday, sometimes on Saturday, depending on how late I get the show submitted. This past week, we talked, Rob watched I know this is a bad word here. Rob watched the last Impact pay-per-view. He gave a little review on that.
I gotta tell you something. We're gonna do a plug inside of a plug. I had to listen to Ray and Andrew talk about Impact fucking wrestling for like 30 fucking minutes at least. It felt like 30 days. I felt like I was crying.
Tony, it's actually good.
I thought it was
30
days and 30 nights. And they were like, oh, if you sin, you can have all of this. And I looked at them and I said, it's already all mine, fuckers. Talk about something else.
Now, we kept Rob to a minimum. You guys know I love Rob, but sometimes if you let Rob go, Rob will keep going. And Rob, we kept him to a time limit. It was, okay, here's your window. Let's get that in there and get your shit in so we can move on. But yeah, all in all, I didn't catch it. I caught highlights from it. I caught highlights of the Jordan Grace, Mickey James match, which by all counts seemed to be really good. Rob talked about that a little bit. We broke down the Nick Khan was on the Bill Simmons podcast last week, kind of talked about that a little bit, gave our thoughts on that. That was in the latest episode of the Mindless Wrestling Podcast.
make sure you go ahead and check that out. Like he said, all your favorite streaming platforms and thechairshot.com as well. DJ, glad you're here. Let's
Thank
have
you,
some
sir.
Fun today. DP, let's let everybody know what's happening on the 305th edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting. Well, it's the big show.
Singing Even though we don't really have that much, we got the sheet.
I like the ta. This week, more Vince McMahon stuff. We don't really want to get specifically into what's going to happen that we know at the Rumble. We're going to do that next week. Big podcast next week, actually. You're more than welcome, DJ. We can make it a quadcast, but the tricast is happening. That's right. Dave Ungar, Kenny Killa, the entire DWI podcast. DJ wants in. He's in. And I'm just saying, if there ever was a time for someone to come back, it might just be next week. So we'll see what happens. Fingers
With
crossed
attitude,
on that.
Bitch.
That's
yeah,
right.
That person.
So we're gonna do a fun little game and talk about three of the greatest of all time and just name their names, and that'll be the question. We'll let everybody's minds run wild. You know what? We're gonna scratch VKM because we've talked enough about that. Yeah, he settled the suit. There, Bischoff thinks he's gonna go private soon. There, it's nothing. That's the only things we haven't talked about before. I'm gonna cross that off. I'm putting in a different topic for number one.
Thank you, because we spent about 3 weeks on my podcast talking VKM. Until something else really happens.
I thought about this today, and I forgot when I got home until right now that I did want to talk about this, because this will be fun. This will be fun. We can do a little bit of it. Trivia is here, of course, folks, and Seinfeld. Always. We're finishing off season 3. Guys, we're through the first 3 seasons. I believe that's 40 plus episodes, so we're working on it. We're working our way in, and we'll just keep on trucking there with that. That's what's happening this week on the podcast known as DWI. DJ,
sir,
you put in tons of work here with us, and we appreciate it. I love coming on your show, so does AJ. DP would if he had any fucking time, but why don't you tell DP to do something?
It's true.
DP, find something to do.
No. Ooh. Tell him to ring something.
Ring a bell.
Why not?
There you go.
There.
Ring the bell.
Let's get it on.
He won't do it unless someone tells him to ring the bell.
Not only that, you can also do commentary. Can I wear your blazer? You can even wear my blazer.
All right, Greg. Okay, the first topic.
Double pay?
That you guys don't know about. Let's talk about Raw's 30th anniversary show.
Okay.
How about we'll start here. Flair ruined the surprise that Hulk Hogan was going to be there because he talked to Hogan, and then he came out in his podcast or some interview and said, yeah, I talked to Hulkster last night. He told me for sure he was going to be there.
Yeah, brother.
Was Flair in the bag when he said that?
This is why Charlotte doesn't tell him anything anymore. That's legit. Well, Charlotte legit tells her father nothing anymore. She's learned the hard way so many times.
Hold on, dude.
Let's just start here because we've all, I mean, DJ, I'm sure you remember watching the first Raw just like DP and I do. AJ, I know you're a religious WWE guy as well, and you have watched tons of Raw and SmackDown for the most part. I'll start with DJ. You're the elder statesman. You've had more live experience with wrestling and just kind of being in it before we were old as you. Mm-hmm. In times in our life, right? You hit
right.
How thrilled are you for this episode of Raw? Have you seen all the names that are supposed to be there? And how do you feel about these kind of shows? This one is a big one for me.
I like these kind of shows. I know a lot of people complain about, you know, bringing back the legends, you know, push the new talent. And these nostalgia shows are perfectly fine. I'm not real up on the names. I'm still trying to work has been hectic since the start of the year. So I've watched the last episode of Raw, watched the last episode of SmackDown. I got ideas to a couple of names that are going to be there. Obviously Flair looks like the Undertaker. Hulk Hogan was spoiled. I'm perfectly fine with it. I look forward to it. I think they're a lot of fun. It's, you know, brings back some nostalgia for me, you know, being, you know, that I was there on day one and I'll be there on the 30th anniversary.
DP?
I tell you what, I love these shows. All right, you got 51 other weeks of Raw that you can watch the regular shit, you know, and there's only so much going on. So let's do one, you know.
Anybody who's for a fucking off season in wrestling should not bitch when you get these kind of shows.
Right.
Well, and you guys go around the room, and then I've got a point to make about that I made on my podcast one time. You guys go ahead.
No, we don't do it like that. Talk now.
I was just saying, I did the math
let
one
me
time.
Tell you something, brother.
Let me tell you something, dude.
That's what we do.
Between Raw, because I made this point about Goldberg one time, because somebody made a piss and moan on Twitter. Everybody pisses and moans about Goldberg coming back, taking time away from younger talent and people they should be pushing. Between 3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of SmackDown, 2 hours of NXT, and whatever else they're doing, there's, I think I did the math, it's like 500 and some odd hours of television every week.
Who do they
of which this
coming back?
I'm sorry?
Who do they bitch about coming back?
It was Goldberg at the time. Is that a trigger? I'm sorry, did I trigger DP? But
he knows you gotta wait now.
Like I said, there's literally almost 600 hours of
I was talking over your bit. I love it.
He makes me fucking slow roll it out. Look at him. Look at him. You know what? Those guys love you right now for that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Anybody that gets over on me, these two fucking knuckleheads, they love that shit.
Yes.
Dude, I told you, you got to watch me because I'll take control of your show, and I don't want to do that. But
it's literally it's a fun day in hell when Tony talks less.
I do it to Patrick on Bandwagon Nerds on accident. And I feel bad. He'll just stop and be like, Tony, do you want to run the show today? And I'll just be like, oh, fuck, I'll catch myself. And I'm like, no, sir. Sorry, sir.
That's me. I got to learn when to shut the fuck
up. Yes, Mr. Drummond.
I've been looking for someone to run this show. You want to come on every week, go for it.
No, I can barely run my own show, sir. Have you listened to the chaos that is the Mindless Wrestling Podcast? Mindless is not a misnomer.
I was about to say, Tony and I have been on it. We know.
I fucking love being a guest on someone else's show. Like, not, like I'm doing Bandwagon Nerds because I'm a part of it and not the host, but I love being a guest because you can just kind of be weird, you know?
And that's really me. I like that, you know, because when I'm on my show, I do try to, you know, hold a measure of control. I'm the guest here. Whatever. This is your show. You want me to shut up? Tell me to shut up, and I'll shut up.
Tony, I forget. What did I tell Aesop and his brother when we were on Down the Wire 100? Go check that out, by the way. I try to have a modicum of decency modicum of decorum when I'm on a show. As soon as the red light's gone, what the fuck do those words mean?
All right, DJ. Back on to Goldberg.
But now, like you said, the point I was trying to make was WWE produces like 500 hours worth of TV a year. And when I did the math, it's cumulative per year. What Law & Order SVU has done since episode one to the last episode they put out over a span of what? 15 seasons or something like that? So if your legend show takes up 1 3-hour segment of your almost 600 hours of programming, it's okay, guys.
Well,
it really is okay.
You know, and they and people want to bitch about like, oh fuck, you know, there's nothing. Why they're stretching shit out, and this is boring, and I don't want to watch this. And 3 hours, like I don't like 3 hours either. But I mean, like, you know, like people are getting tired of stuff that's happening. Well, here's a completely different show. This is a completely different show for you to watch. That's just going to be entertainment. I mean, obviously, there'll still be some storylines going on, but there's going to be this random throwing in entertainment to celebrate 30 years of wrestling for Raw. Like, that's fantastic. Why would you not want to watch that? Why would you not want to see, you know, it's a, like the greatest hits show kind of thing. You know, you throw those in. It's fantastic. I love watching this stuff. Yeah. I love seeing some of these guys come back and just have a regular segment. You know, DX is going to do a bit. It's going to be funny, you know, and that takes up time on the show. That I'd rather see that than, you know, than watching some random stuff that they throw in that you're just going to go like, well, why did they show that? This is stupid. Like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to see the 24/7 title. Well, great. You get to watch DX again. You remember that? That was cool. That's fun. And we get to see it one hit, you know, over, you know, on one show of 52 weeks of live television. Fine. You know, let me see that. I'd rather watch that. I'd rather see Kurt Angle come back and do a bit. I want to see Kurt Angle and Stone Cold chucking beers up the ramp, but that was SmackDown. But I, you know, like, you know, I'd rather see that stuff. A little nostalgia once in a while is great.
Austin is not scheduled to be here, which makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that maybe next week or maybe this week still. Oh, yeah, we'll get into this week. Brock Lesnar, The Undertaker, and D-Generation X expected to be there. Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, the Bella Twins, Ron Simmons, damn. X-Pac, Teddy Long, you're going to have a match with The Undertaker.
Is he going to set up a tag team match?
Jerry, if you do commentary, please don't have another heart attack. Lawler, Kurt Angle.
Jesus.
Wow.
What? Oof. You said please. Jesus.
Are you going in the Kevin Nash darkness sarcasm in this? Holy shit.
If you turn some lights on around here, pal.
Holy fuck.
How about this?
Oh. No, he's going full Kevin Nash.
Okay. Hey, have you got an Undertaker gong that you can ring there, DP?
My eyes back, so you can only see the whites, I tell you that. Road Dogg. Why is Ronda Rousey on this list? And who cares? She could go away forever. I mean, and if I never seen her wrestle again, it'd be too soon. Tatanka, Kane, Samu, and Rikishi.
So glad to see Tatanka still grabbing the bag, man. That's good stuff.
Dude, DP and I have run into him a couple of times. We should have made a better effort to get an interview from him back in the day, but he is super nice. He's just a nice guy and loves wrestling.
Cool.
Do we expect...
I mean, wasn't he in one of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royals?
Probably.
Like, I know he showed up a couple of times. And I only remember that because Andrew and I pointed it out.
He was in the one that Baron Corbin won, wasn't he?
You guys... You said it wrong.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, he was Baron Corbin back then. Not happy Corbin, nope, not nope, sad nope, Corbin, not down on his luck Corbin.
Nope. Say it for me.
Andre the Royal Giant Memorial Battle Rumble. That's what it is.
That just I'm sorry, I'm not having the fuck out of me.
I'm not having a stroke right now.
Also, do we expect Rikishi to get one deed by his kids? And further, you know, make the bloodline more of a heel?
To me, it depends because, like you said, we still have stories.
For that? I don't think they could get him up for that.
Could, you don't know.
I don't think Rikishi's taking that bump.
Jump.
No, I could see like a double super kick if you want to get heat, and then he could just fall backwards on his gigantic ass. But there's no way. Who picks the guy up? Jimmy? Jimmy's bigger than Jay. I don't know if he's stronger, though. Jay's in better shape. So neither one's fucking picking Rikishi up, I'll tell you that. And Rikishi
ain't pick him up. All Keish has to do is jump. That's it.
I'd rather see Solo hit him with the spike.
There's a better chance of one of those kids picking his ass up than him fucking jumping, okay?
You don't know what shape Keish is in? Fuck.
Three of them.
Round.
You think Rikishi can fucking jump?
Round. I'm sorry. No, Dan, please ring the bell for DJ on that one.
Pear's a shape. It's fine.
Round is a shape.
Oh.
Fuck.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your song.
I mean, we still have stories in... We still have stories in this. We still have at least three matches that were announced. We have the United States with Theory and Lashley. We have the Usos versus the Judgment Day for the Raw Tag Team Championship, specifically the Raw ones. And Bailey and Becky having a cage match.
Bailey and Becky are having a cage match?
That's close.
Apparently, that's what it says on this site that I'm on.
Is it for anything, or are they just having a cage match?
They're just having a cage match.
What's it for?
I don't like it either because cage matches.
It's for custody of Sasha's wig.
Well, that's fucking funny.
God damn it.
That's really funny. What closes the show? That tag team match, right?
Gotta be.
Oh, Definitely has to.
The cage match open the show or maybe kick off the second hour?
I think you open it with the cage match. Well, you'll probably have a segment, but the first match is definitely the cage match.
Hunter, I think. Fucking glow sticks and no? Close with them?
There is a acknowledgement ceremony. There's an acknowledgement ceremony.
Does DX break up the acknowledgement ceremony?
There's an acknowledgement ceremony.
I think Hogan would do that more than DX.
If he does, I hope they beat the ever-loving hell out of him.
I think, in all honesty, I actually think that's the ploy, is where Hogan's like,
I don't know about that,
well,
dude.
Let me tell you something, brother. You've held it for 870 some odd days, and that's all great, but I held it for this long, and then he just gets a Superman punch, and he gets knocked back, and he falls into, like, the corner or something, because God knows Hogan probably can't take a bump.
No.
No, but he can take a stink face.
He's not going to. They're not going to. Those guys will be backstage. Greg was like, I hope they put him with Titus again.
Yeah, I see that, too. That would be
Was that awkward or what?
Oh hyper awkward.
Oh, God.
If Flair's going to be there, why don't you just have Hogan and Flair do something in the back?
Woo!
Something they could be talking to each other. Like, how come we couldn't never draw money together?
Wow.
Remember when we were supposed to WrestleMania 8, brother?
Because they did it at WCW.
If you don't like the truth, change the narrative.
Yeah, brother.
EJ, I'm the WCW guy. Along with Chris Platt. No, they did not draw money in WCW.
That's my point. The reason they didn't draw money is because they did it in WCW.
Yeah, because they were in their 50s.
That match happened 10 years after its importance date.
Yeah. It should have happened at WrestleMania 8, not at, like, Bash at the Beach 98.
Fair enough. Last thoughts here. Raw Triple X will take a commercial. We'll move on to a little Rumble talk. But I'll start. I love Monday Night Raw. The theme song that we use, it got brought up in the DM this week, and I was like, hey, I hear it every week. It is the greatest wrestling theme show song for me ever. Monday Night Raw is just excellent. You know, if you don't like the 3 hours, it's too bad. I mean, you wouldn't give money back either. No matter who you are. So that's just kind of what's going to happen. You just got to deal with it. But it changed cable television. It really did. It's a mainstay for 30 fucking years. I mean, think about it. A brand new show every week for 30 years. I think we forget sometimes how genius Vince McMahon is. You can talk about everything else you want. I'm talking about running a wrestling company, making it global, and making money. And Raw is what did that for WWE. Monday Night Raw kicked off everything you see now. Monday Night Raw is the only reason there's a SmackDown. Monday Night Raw is the only reason there's an NXT. Monday Night Raw is the only reason that you had a WWE network and now it's on the cock. Monday Night Raw is the only reason that you basically don't pay for pay-per-views anymore. None of this is possible unless Monday Night Raw kicks it right in the ass and knocks it out of the fucking park. And they've been doing that for 30 fucking years. All right. Mad respect. Love the show. I love WWE. I can't wait for Raw 30. AJ.
I mean, I definitely can't wait to see it either. Like I said, I was more of a WCW kid when it folded like a week after I turned 5, but I watch it all the time with my brother all the time. Like, he'll even jokingly say, like, I used to walk around doing the Goldberg entrance when I was a baby, like 2-3 years old.
Fucking baby AJ bashing his head into
My head, doing the punches, the kicks, and whatnot. But Raw still brings that energy, and that's, like you said, DJ, it brings that nostalgia. It brings the older fans that used to watch it hearing, like, Taker's going to be on it, Shawn's going to be on it. I mean, all of DX really is going to be on it, except for Billy, obviously.
Daddy ass.
No. Tony, you're making us acknowledge AEW's existence, and that's a problem in itself.
No, I just don't need anybody chatting daddy ass on a podcast.
on anything, really. But like, you have the nostalgia to not only bring the newer people to know everything, but you also have the nostalgia to bring the older fans to be like, oh, I remember this. You're probably going to get a Triple H thing, too, because he runs creative now. You're going to get Triple H coming in. They're going to do like a bit. Maybe they might get a tank again. I don't know how much Philly enjoys having tanks in their stadiums, but that's not the point. They might do the tank bit. They might do another thing. Who knows? But it's a big nostalgia act that makes everyone feel better, and you still have current stuff going on. Like I said, Lashley versus Theory, the tag match with the Usos and the Judgment Day, and then you have kind of the old school blow-off match in a steel cage match. The only thing that would make me a little more hype for this is if that steel cage was blue. I'm just saying that right now. If that steel cage is blue, I'm going to be a happy fuck.
Golf clap for that one.
Go ahead, DJ.
Oh, no, I got my, said my piece out of the way. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And, you know, I agree with AJ. You're still going to get your current stuff. Are a couple of your new kids going to have to put over the legends? Absolutely. That's just what happens. And it's okay. Because at the end of the day, the legends are going to go home back to collecting a legends contract. And your new favorite is going to be back on TV next week.
DP, finish this one off.
Yeah, you're, like I said before, this is, these are some of the, my favorite ones to watch just because you get that mix. You don't get that. You're not going to get anything that's going to be downtime or stuff you don't want to see. You get that bit of nostalgia. You get that bit of current stuff. Like AJ said, you know, you're going to get your matches. You're still going to get your stories, but then you're going to get this thrown in the mix. And it's just fantastic stuff. You get to see some old guys. You can see their old bits come out and do their thing. DX is going to do their, are you ready? You know, it's going to happen. You know, it's just fun stuff to watch for people that have been around for this amount of time of watching Raw. So it's just going to be entertainment for 3 hours. It's just going to be phenomenal. And it's just such a great time to do it, too, because, you know, we're rolling into the Rumble. Right now it's kind of that spot where it's like, you know, there's not really much of a story other than the Rumble going on, so let's throw some nostalgia in there, get you 1 week of a break, and then we're hitting the Rumble hard, and it's just phenomenal television. And like PC said, they've been doing it every week, weekly, for 30 years. It's insane. It's insane. Longest you watch Days of Our Lives. Watch you know, watch any soap opera. This is what this is, and they're doing live television. You know, and they're writing shit as it goes. That's nuts to think about. Like, I mean, you know, some of this shit stuff has been like terrible and some stuff you don't like, but Jesus Christ, somebody's writing this stuff and they're writing it live, you know, like sometimes to right before the show starts. So give them a break. Like, that is insane to do. I can't imagine having to do that. And they put on some great fucking shows. So enjoy this shit. Enjoy it every week. Enjoy it while it's here, because it may not be here next week. So enjoy it while you can.
All right, we're going to come back with the PC Tunny question game right after this commercial break. DWI 358, Chairshot Radio Network.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. Special guest and one of our favorite friends, DJ from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, is here, and he brought his beautiful beard. Good luck tomorrow, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you betcha. Or today, as you say, the folks listen.
You say that like you could take that beard off. Like he brought his beard with him, like he could just like pull it off.
I just keep it right on the shelf behind me next to my NXT title.
Nice.
I just put it right there on the shelf.
It's made out of Velcro.
He could take it off if he wanted. He just couldn't bite right back on.
My girlfriend wishes I would take the damn thing off.
Oh, boy, one of these days. She's going to see you with clean shaven, and she knows that the proposal's coming. You shouldn't shave until you're proposal. All right, who wants to suffer first in this crazy tiny question?
I vote AJ.
Second.
AJ? All right. AJ, here we go. Stone Cold Steve Austin, John Cena, and The Rock?
What?
Stone Cold's not going to make an appearance at the Rumble. That's my opinion. Cena will be in the Rumble. They'll probably get eliminated and set up something different. The Rock will come out at the end of the Roman match for a stare down.
Okay. All right. DP left because he didn't want to go second to Jason.
Damn it. I got thrown under
the
bus.
You're the one who screwed.
Yeah, I got screwed. Oh, God.
No, I got to ask you the question. Hang on. You don't even know what the question is. It's a different question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Steve, John, and Dwayne?
I thought you were asking me who the guys in the Beatles were. No. Sorry. Terrible joke.
Back to
live in a yellow submarine. We all live in the DWI machine. Drinking beers here, that's for sure.
Cheers, folks. Man, it's hard to say. I've been following Steve Austin for a while. The guy's obviously training for something, and it ain't just, hey, I looked in the mirror and I thought I was like shit. He's training way too, because I'm a guy who trains because I think I look like shit. Steve Austin's training for something. Do I think it's the Rumble? I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes. Steve Austin's in the Rumble.
What?
John Cena's in the Rumble. The Rock, not in the Rumble. I'm sorry, Dwayne, not in the Rumble.
That was your question. All right, DP, he's back. You fucking didn't stay away long enough. You have to play the game.
I just needed a drink, that's all, man.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Your question is the Ringmaster, Thugonomics, and turtleneck sweater / fanny pack?
Flex Cavana was right there, brother.
No,
Maya,
I like
Via in prototype
of him with the black turtleneck sweater and the fanny pack, and he's leaning on the dude's fucking thing, and he tells us that he was so anal about all his shit that he put a napkin down because the guy's banister was dirty to put his elbow on to lean over. That is fucking hilarious that there is that much going on in that fucking picture.
If I have to answer that question, I'd have to say, well, that was a horrible gimmick.
Ringmaster was a fucking
Thugonomics. Thugonomics is a fantastic entrance music. And John Cena's trucks, he should own an auto shop and sell John Cena's trucks. John Cena's trucks. This is basic truck. Yeah.
John Cena's trucks. Yeah. John Cena's trucks. Free oil changes. John Cena's trucks.
This show needs more alcohol.
Ford Life. It's a basic truckonomics.
Listen to JBL headphones if you want.
Hey. And the turtleneck was a bad choice, but I'm a big fan of the fanny pack, so you know I'm good with that. I think we should bring it back. You know, it's good stuff. You know, it keeps all your things you need right there in your belly there, right? You know, ready for action. So I'm good. If you want me to talk about the actual stuff, though, I'm happy to. But that could be it for me. Yeah. All right, cool.
It's your show.
Wow, it's our show, but that's cool.
No, let's spend another 45 minutes talking fanny packs.
Let's talk fanny packs. Right. We're talking fanny packs here on DWI Podcast.
Don't even fun. I'll call your bluff every day. Would you like the Velcro or the clip in the back? How many pockets in the front? Zippers, buttons, always leather or something lighter
gotta
when you're on
zipper,
the run?
Gotta be Velcro.
Clip in the back and leather, Bubba.
See, I'm Velcro.
The
I'm
worst
a Velcro
part is
man.
I agree with DJ. And don't worry, I'm old enough to know what a fucking fanny pack is.
Everybody should own one. You know, Stone Cold, like DJ said, Stone Cold's obviously prepping for something. It's going to be WrestleMania. I don't think it's the Rumble either. You know, he's going to have a match he's going to have some interaction, let's say, at WrestleMania, whether it's a match or some kind of fight or something. I don't know what it's going to be. The old John Cena, I don't think he's going to be in the Rumble, just for the fact that I just don't see him getting eliminated, and he's not going to win. So I'd say save it and let him have whatever match he's going to have at WrestleMania, because obviously he's going to have a match as well. Whether it's Theory, which has been the big rumor, or whatever, but he's going to have a match for sure. The Rock, I like my thought of what's going to happen for him, because I don't see him being in the Rumble either. I like him coming out for the Raw after and confronting the winner of the Rumble and saying, no, hang on a minute, I want a shot at the Tribal Chief, because I am, you know, the king of this tribe, and I should be the one there, and they, you know, whatever. But it's tough, but I all three of them are obviously going to have some interaction, some kind of match at WrestleMania in one way or another. I just don't see any of them at the Royal Rumble.
You know, it's been so long I've been on this train. I've been saying it for, 2.5 years? We were going to get Rock and Roman, and Roman was going to keep these belts till this time. And now we're here, and I'm like, man, I wouldn't bet anything that The Rock's going to show up anywhere in WWE coming into WrestleMania. Probably hold steadfast and predict that, likely, because that's kind of what I do, unfortunately for me. But I don't think you're going to see The Rock anymore. That's how I feel. And if that's changed my mind so that I'm more surprised, I'm okay with that. I think Cena and Austin are definitely going to be there. I think Austin's the guy now. They're like, okay, Rock can't. I think it's an XFL thing, by the way. And then they're like, who's the next best guy? Well, if Steve can get in shape, and there it is, and it's happening. It's just a lot of arrows point that way. Cena, I threw out the thing today, just kind of booking by Tony in the DM, that Austin and Cena are the ones that feet hit the ground at the same time. It's a huge fucking spectacle for those two guys to wrestle for the first time leading into WrestleMania, for the one chance to have a chance to wrestle Roman Reigns. And that kind of puts Austin over as being ready to face a Roman Reigns, that he can beat a Cena, even though with outside interference from Theory, who was with Kevin Owens, that beat the Roman Reigns tag team, right? First time he's involved in a pinfall loss in nearly 3 years, when he lost to Baron Corbin. But smart money, Cody Rhodes wins the Royal Rumble and wins okay. One of the belts, yeah. Or something, because now they just started the one of the belts thing back with, ooh, we're going to defend the Raw tag titles now. We're gonna separate those. Well, now the kind of writing's on the wall that way. So I don't know. I will know by next week. And you're going to have to tune in then for the TriCast. So how about that, folks? Anybody have a last word here before we
get to some... Let me throw a question around here, because we talked about this on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. You mentioned Cody Rhodes winning the Rumble. If Cody Rhodes wins the Rumble, obviously we're talking about Cody potentially going on to defeat Roman Reigns for the WWE Undisputed, whatever the hell they're calling that combination belt right now. The argument that we had was, does Roman make it to 1,000 days and beyond? And if he loses at WrestleMania to Cody Rhodes, that puts us just shy of that 1,000-day mark. I had two people on my podcast. I had Jason and Rob, who think we are absolutely going to 1,000 days and beyond. Myself and Ray Cash disagreed. We thought Roman, it ends at WrestleMania this year. We'll start with DP. What do you think? Is Roman going to 1,000 days, or does he potentially lose it at Mania?
Boy, that's interesting. I didn't look at the numbers there to know that 1,000 days is kind of a special number.
And you caught yourself a scientist.
I don't. I call myself a data scientist.
I did see the number being 872.
Yeah, it's just shy of 1,000 days at WrestleMania. So that's my question. Do we make it to 1,000, or does it all come crumbling down at WrestleMania?
You know, for me and being old school, I don't want him to lose. I want him to carry this thing for as long as goddamn possible. So I'm rooting for that. I would say no. Let's let him carry that title till next WrestleMania and lose it then.
Okay. AJ.
Here's the thing that I'm going to say on this. Because I feel like we're going to have the title split. And he loses the WWE Championship at Mania, but he keeps the Universal, which is what he has that 800 plus days already. So he's going to lose the WWE. That's what I think is going to happen. Whether it's Cody Rhodes or The Rock, he's going to lose the WWE Championship. But he's going to hold on to that Universal for as long as humanly possible, whether it's next Mania, whether it's three Manias after. He's going to hold on to that Universal because that's what's going to go on to the 1,000. WWE, he won it at last year's Mania. He can lose that because that doesn't count towards that consecutive days count. So okay. Lose the WWE, keep the Universal.
All right. Tony?
I don't know, man.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Should just fucking end it with me.
Jesus.
This is really the... I mean, well...
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
I don't know. I don't know. I just
that
don't.
That was like a Meltzer answer, man. He could lose it, but he couldn't lose it. I don't. Just say you don't know.
I did, and I don't know what that is, by the way.
This might happen, but my other credible source
said
might not.
What's a Meltzer?
Have you ever listened to Meltzer talk?
Is that like a seltzer and a patty melt? I'm not.
Yes, sure. That's exactly what it is. It's a cheesy, fizzy bottle of nothing.
There you go. And with that I think like we're shit. Done talking about wrestling. I need a beer, so you know what that means, folks. It's time. It's time. It's not Vader time.
Mm-mm.
If I was on the right thing, I would have been able to go do this in the same time. Because DP, I got this one. Don't worry about it. Take a little break. Take a five, you know, and then we'll just kind of, if I can find it, what am I doing here?
I don't know.
There it is. I think we've made him wait long enough. 1, 2, 3. See what I did there?
And since he's going to be on Raw 30, granted, he's not going to be he's X-Pac, but he's not going to be the 1-2-3 or the Lightning Kid.
Make some noise.
But
that's not.
X-Pac! Don't worry. That's not going to be a trivia question. DJ, do you have your pen and paper?
Not yet. You guys.
Making sure you remember that, because that's what we usually do. But yeah, we're still doing the Rumble trivia. We still got an entire week left of this. Tony, I don't know if we're still going to do that big, giant Rumble trivia that we discussed later, because I actually do have all of that, which is going to be fun. There's going to be categories. And I even have Mania trivia that's going to be fun. And just a little sneak peek. We are going to be... in what area for Mania this year?
The lower, upper, south, northeast.
Dan?
Is that Spania? What is that? Rand McNally.
EJ?
California. There you go.
We're going to be in Hollywood. So I'm going to help you guys with this.
We're fucking dicks. DP and I know sell the simplest fucking question.
Yeah, I know. Go
hey, watch
yourself.
This, Brooke.
Nah, I believe it's AJ's fault because he asked like an idiot. He knows what kind of answer he's going to get.
Oh, I know what kind of fucking answer.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell. Ring it again.
That's what I get for drinking. But we're going to be in Hollywood. So all of the Mania questions that I'm going to ask is a title of a movie, and you have to give me the wrestler that's in it.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Okay. There's a lot of wrestlers in a lot of different movies.
Okay.
I'll forget about that in a couple months. That's
so
okay.
If I say they live, this isn't Roddy a Piper. Trivia question. So if I say they live.
Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper.
I better than that.
So I'm going to try to not put too many Cena and Rock and Batista.
Question, I'll play you a line from the fucking movie.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
All right, trivia is over.
I put these on, you formaldehyde face.
That is not the end of trivia. Don't even with the home improvement.
I know. They Dan and DJ sold it anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Bubblegum talk.
Jerks.
You're welcome for selling it.
Let's go.
DJ, yeah. Door number one, two, or three?
Door number two.
Dan, still not dropping that deuce for an entire year. I'm not flat. So, the closest, not close without going over, I'm just going to say the closest here.
Yep. Seven.
So this is going to be 2 points. Who has the most eliminations of all Royal Rumbles and how many? So who and how many? It's a two-pointer. Now the big question is this a curveball or is this obvious as hell? And involuntarily, Dan, come on.
What?
Come on, Dan. All right. And involuntarily, I did accidentally give a hint. So, Tony, I see he says Kane. Dan says Reigns. DJ also says Kane.
This is all time, right?
All time. Not all time. In a row.
Time eliminations, not in
so
one.
So, DJ and Tony still get 1 point because it is Devil's Favorite Demon, the Big Red Machine, Kane.
But all time, he's got more than 13.
Yeah, all time, he has a lot more than 13.
Oh, all time, I didn't. I missed the all time part. I thought it was one.
But put a different number down.
Yeah, if you want to put a different number, go for it.
For some reason, I thought Reigns finally overtook Kane in eliminations. So I was going to say Kane, but I thought he lost.
Well, he took over for one, and then Lesnar broke that.
That was a waste.
I thought it was 56.
Tony says 56. EJ, what are you going to say for a number?
I was going to say 47 total.
EJ's close. He's the closest. It's actually 46.
Whoa!
He said without going over, so, you know, he doesn't get that point.
I did not say that. I said the closest. I'm not doing the going over.
Put the tape back. I throw the red challenge flag.
Even then, DJ still gets it.
He gets a point either way, DP.
He has two. Tony has one. Dan has a donut.
That's all. He
I was going to say.
All right. Dan, one or three?
Last year I was doing the ones, right? So I got to go with threes? I can't remember. Yeah, it's sure. Threes. Threes this year.
Another two-pointer.
Oh boy.
Who has the most eliminations in all women's Royal Rumbles?
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh, shite.
Same question.
So who and what, but for the women's side?
Same question. All right.
Same question, but women's Rumble. You gotta keep a little
Crap, I gotta write down a name real quick. I have no fucking clue.
And a number, because it's who and how many again.
Fuck.
Wrong pipe now. We've only had, five whip troubles?
Yeah.
So, I'm telling you this, the number can't be that high.
I'm going to shit the bed on this one.
All right, guys. Let's see them answers, because when in doubt...
Are either of those, is any of that right, AJ?
I don't care. Throw your number up and tell me.
One of them's right about the person or the number?
Show me your fucking answer and I'll tell you. DJ has it right on the person. It is Charlotte Flair.
Damn
and he also has it closest because it's Charlotte with 15.
Wow!
Hey.
Put Charlotte down. It's like, oh man, I'm expecting a curveball here. No one, I'm thinking Nia Jax.
And that's what I kept going back. I was going between Charlotte and one. I can't remember who the other one was, but I'm like, I feel like it's Charlotte, but there's a swerve here. But I'm gonna go with Charlotte.
I think for most,
like I said, when in doubt, Charlotte out.
The record for most in one, though. I think DJ already won without even getting a question.
Yeah, we don't have to go to question. I mean, we can still do questions.
It's a 5 part.
Do it for funsies.
Funsies. Fuck
you guys playing for second place.
Fuck off.
Fuck you. You're not invited back.
I mean, they are, technically. They only have 8 points. Or actually, Dan doesn't even have one.
You're like a regular member now. Just tell you to fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't expect you to rub it in our face every time you win. So
Tony, door number one?
I'd like you to give me the first door.
Okay. So we all know.
EP and I are playing dueling sound bites.
Shawn Michaels beat Bulldog.
The right eye is the one that's fucking off. No, that's not the answer. Okay.
That's not even the question.
Other eye was looking at catering.
Yeah.
That's why he was so good. He could see two.
He could see the entire ring.
Is everything coming?
Shut the fuck off. I think I just won trivia. I feel like it. No matter what happens, right. Like I won today.
So at number one, we all know Shawn eliminated Bulldog.
Yeah.
The second person to win number one eliminated who in the 2004 Royal Rumble? So who was the last person that... The Rabid Wolverine eliminated.
All right.
Weird how many runner-ups I actually know and I don't think.
Yeah, how do you know so many runner-ups?
You know, you get bored in the Royal Rumble's your favorite game.
What the fuck does that work?
Alcohol helps. Come to think of it, this person was a runner-up in another Rumble, too.
Fucking guess, but that makes me feel better.
Wanting to know who was eliminated, correct?
Who was the final elimination? So Tunney says Hunter.
Well, fuck you.
DJ says Randy. Dan says Big Show.
Right.
And it is, in fact, the Big Show.
I was gonna put two. I debated between the two. Do you debate between Hunter and Big Show?
Yes! I literally had Triple H written down, and I changed it.
The fucking listeners.
You guys are like Borg. You share the same brain here.
All right. Fuck off again.
Total BS.
Why are we bringing more people?
Get to that big one.
More people.
All right. Do we have another commercial, or are we just getting into it here? Oh, we got Platt, right? Here you go.
TheChairShot.com.
That's him.
Always use your head.
I just play them backwards.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What's going on?
They gotta pick me up.
We're not.
We're trying to find out what happened to Kramer.
You want to know what happened to Kramer? I'll tell you what happened to Kramer. He was ticked off about the keys. Yeah, that's right. About the keys. Thought he got a bad rap.
Bad rap?
Yeah, from you.
Me?
You heard me. So he packed a grip and he split for the coast. La La Land, L.A.
Season finale, season 3, episode 23, The Keys, where Jerry, George, Kramer, and Elaine decide to just get angry at each other and swap their keys out, like the spare keys, right? Jerry and Kramer obviously had each other's spare keys. They lived across the hall. George and Elaine had each other's spare keys. By the end of this episode, because Kramer and Jerry had each other's keys. So Jerry runs into a sequence of events where he comes home or has to do something in his house, and Kramer is there. And Kramer has his spare keys, and he is not thrilled when he brings a girl home and finds Kramer in his apartment with another girl when he lives across the hall. He decides to take his keys back, and so ensues the madness that's going to lead us to the season 4 premiere. So I want to start off by saying this episode leads to Kramer going to California and Jerry and George going after him. Great concept, very new to this show where it's going to be outside of where they've been filming, right? It's so New York centric. It's so Jerry's apartment centric, but here Kramer leaves. Like he tells George, physically I'm here, but up here I'm already gone. We see a lot of new good Kramerisms, his drive out there, his roller skating, which I want to say this before I forget. If you go back and watch it, and you guys might not have caught it, he's got skin knees when he rollerblades by at the end of the episode, which means to tell me that he had to practice a little bit to be able to do that scene. Go back and DP's appreciating that. I knew he would. Go back and watch that, and you can see he's got his knees look like me after a softball tournament, DP, when he roller skates.
Nice.
So anyway, love this episode to what it's going to lead to. DP, you, I don't know if DJ had a chance to kind of check any of this out or anything. AJ, you watched as well.
Yeah, but
I'll start, since DP's wrangling cats, I'll start with AJ. AJ, you ever kill a man?
Oh my God. Where to begin is the big question, because that Newman with the comedic timing, in my opinion, because just everything where he's all frantic and it's like, Kramer started all this. He's the one that had the keys, man, the keys, and everything else. It just goes to show how, in my opinion, underappreciated, whenever Newman comes on screen, how funny he can actually be.
Dude,
I know
nice
we all
hilarious.
Know him as the doofy guy from Jurassic Park, but he's really good at comedy, and pairing him with Kramer majority of the time just makes it even better. Where sure. He'll say things, and it just makes it so much funnier.
Well, and we're coming off of the Keith Hernandez episode, too,
yeah.
Right? You see him and Kramer out and the loogie and everything. I mean, Newman's very undervalued. He's like he is the fifth.
He's the fifth. He's the unofficial fifth member of the cast.
Yes, he's the first one you think of outside of the main four.
Yeah.
There's a reason he's one of the minifigures you get in the Seinfeld Lego set.
Yeah, and Legos on the brain.
But like he does bring that more comedy than more than just what Kramer does to the show, and it actually makes it better. Where he is that unofficial fifth member, because you don't say like Jerry's dad or anyone other like any other extra. It's Newman.
He's not even an extra though. He's just kind of. After you get towards the end of season 3, we know who Newman is. That's
yeah.
I mean he's just involved.
Just, he's there.
And isn't right exactly. DJ, I want to go to you first after AJ here and let Dan get in after you. What I forgot, what level of Seinfeld fan are you? Because if you
is there a level right above somebody who doesn't care for it? I would probably rank between doesn't care for it and has barely ever watched it. That's That's probably where I lie. My most exposure to Seinfeld, one, because I grew up watching, I think I've talked about this on this show before. First time I saw Jerry Seinfeld was on Dangerfields on HBO back ages. I know I'm aging myself here, but Rodney Dangerfield, I'm so sorry.
I know what you're talking about.
So he was on Dangerfields, and I thought he was the worst comedian of that particular night. So any TV show that Jerry Seinfeld was going to be on, I wasn't sold. That being said, I did watch a little bit of it. I lived in New York, and when you live in New York, it's just a New York thing to do. You watch Seinfeld, and I lived with roommates that watched Seinfeld. So I've watched it a little bit. I can appreciate what people liked about it. If I had to pick a Larry David, I'd pick Curb Your Enthusiasm over Seinfeld any day of the week.
Well, I mean, so you know, I'm pretty sure all of us.
Maybe in 5-6 years, we'll bring you on for the Larry David show when we
see. We can do that. We can do that. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I love Curb. I think it's great.
And DJ, what you said, you know, also better. Neighboring states are the same, because New Jersey, you either have to hear about Seinfeld or Friends.
Yeah.
Not really much How I Met Your Mother, but Seinfeld and Friends are like 1A, 1B for everybody.
I will say that if I had to rank Seinfeld and Friends, I'd rank Seinfeld just a hair over Friends, because I could give a shit less about Friends, and I've probably watched more Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Friends, don't need them, don't want them, sure as hell don't want to watch them.
Negative.
I enjoyed
it. Sadly. Or hilariously, I should say.
Go ahead, Dan, jump in there.
Yeah, it's just a great episode, a fun, you know, season ender. Because you know there's going to be a continuation going on with the whole Kramer going out to L.A. thing. It's a weird thing to think about. Like, I guess I've never been, I've never lived that type of life where it's like, oh, you give your keys to your neighbor for spare keys because you forgot your keys or something like that. It's just a weird thing.
Tell me you never,
It's 1992.
You're telling me you never gave Tony a spare set of your keys?
God, no.
This is like the garage code, DP.
Yeah. Yeah, the garage code, I guess. Yeah, the garage code to my parents' house. That's about it. I remember, you know, when I lived in the apartments, you know, he would knock on the window to let him in. I mean, like, that's about it.
Do you want to just finish this whole Seinfeld talk? No, you don't want to talk to them about that story?
It's just... yeah, it's just a fun episode, you know. Like,
hear that story.
I feel like there's a story here with the knocking on the window.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go.
Now you've like we've gotten past Seinfeld. Now you guys have got me intrigued about something.
Was it
great episode of Seinfeld? No Seinfeld next week because Royal Rumble talk and the TriCast will come back with the first two episodes of season 4 because I believe it is a 2-episode California search for Kramer. That'll be in 2 weeks. The episode after. Go ahead, DP. Do you want to tell this story? Why don't you tell it first, and then I'll give what happened in my world.
Tell me what you remember.
His recollection.
Let's talk about that. How's it?
It's everything.
Yeah, 2 or 3
like
in the morning.
It's like Flags of the Fathers and Sands of Iwo Jima.
So I'm living in...
I hate the fact I got that reference.
It's a Wednesday into Thursday morning.
Yeah. So I'm living in an apartment with two of our best friends there. And
the
I have...
McFlippins. Friends of the show.
General,
they know who they are.
And Satchel. That's right. That's right. And so I had the luxury of having the apartment that was by the window, by the door to get into the apartment complex. And so whatever it was, 2 a.m, 3 a.m, God, I don't fucking know. I'm hearing a rapping at the window. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I wake up. I'm like, all right, cool. And I look out the window and there's PC Tunney like, hey, let me in. Like, what? What's going on? He's like, I gotta let me in. I'm like, all right, cool. And so I go out the door, walk around the corner, go out my door, open the door to let PC Tunney into the apartment. He's like, just fucked up. Drunk off his ass. You know, it was softball. You know, it's Wednesday. You know, I knew, obviously, he's playing softball. You know, he's doing his thing. Whatever. I just was like, okay, he was out at the bar after softball, got drunk, and couldn't make it all the way home. No problem. Like, that shit happens. We were, whatever, 21 years old, 22, fine. So, you know, I let him in. I'm like, there's the couch, man. Go ahead. He's like, all right, cool. He's like, I'm going to take a shower. I'm like, no, dude, no, just don't take a shower. Can you just lay down on the couch sleep, you'll be fine. It's all right, cool, no problem. He's like, all right, that's cool. All right. So I get him a pillow, get him blanket, lays down on the couch. He's out. I'm like, all right, cool. I go back to bed. I got to get up in the morning to work. You know, it's Wednesday night. What is it? 5 minutes later, I hear the shower turn on. I'm like, God damn it. Because I know he's going to wake the other two up. I tried to keep the other two to bed. No, shower turns on. I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, well, whatever.
This asshole.
At this point, I don't care. I'm like, whatever. It ain't going to happen. I'm like, I've done my duty. He's in the apartment. He's fine now. He's safe. I'm good. I go back to bed. That's the last I remember. I wake up in the morning. He's gone. Because that's PC Tunny. Like, he'll crash by your house.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
You weren't gone?
I wasn't. No,
I don't remember. I guess I don't remember. Maybe
like
I didn't even look.
11:30 a.m. I don't know what happened. I didn't drink more than usual that night, but on my way, at the time, I'm partying like maybe 3-4 miles from Dan's place with the boys that are staying together. And I live like 20 miles west at the time. And I get in my car and I'm driving and like feel like any other night, you know, 20s drinking. And all of a sudden, I'm like, holy shit, I feel really weird. And so I'm like, fuck it, there's 43rd Street. So I'm like, I'm going to go by the boys and stay. And yeah, I had the spins. And the only thing that for me that gets rid of that is to kind of fucking have the water beat down on your head and wake up a little bit. So that's why I was like, I don't want to throw up all over the place. That's why I jumped in the shower. But yeah, I almost lost my job. I had to fucking lie about some bullshit and be like, yeah, I didn't call in because of blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And, you know, drop my phone in the toilet or whatever. But yeah, it was a rough one. It was a rough one. Yeah.
Very.
Can I just say this? Since we are the drunken wrestling intellect podcast, we need to have more of these drinking stories. In my
beat
opinion,
beat me to it, son of a bitch! You can
we
do a
need
whole
to have
podcast
more of these drinking
about
stories.
Drinking stories.
Fucking hilarious. Well, we
yeah. All right, we can do that. Maybe that'll be a new end the show segment. We'll see what happens.
Because I don't know.
First embarrassed guinea pig. So I can very much Vince McMahon. There's nothing I won't do that you won't do here.
He talks about my night in the car wash.
I'm going to retell it under a different preface. Keep it to yourself. I've told that a million times.
There's two things that I want to say. One, I didn't know that Tunny was the fucking raven from the actual poem from Edgar Allan Poe because he's rapping at your window. And two, I don't know whether to tell the story about the time I slept in a closet or the time that I left my glasses out on a balcony.
All right, stop there. DJ, do you want to tease two stories?
We got it.
Yeah, I'll tease one. It's a night my buddy and I, this actually ended up being like a whole weekend affair. We started on Friday night and didn't end until somewhere on noon on Sunday. And there were a bunch of different things that happened like over one epic weekend. It involved a lot of alcohol. And are you guys familiar with kava?
Oh, I thought you were going to say cocaine.
No. Kava. It's a root tea that you brew, and it's not unlike smoking a joint. The numbness and everything that you get, there was a bit of that one night, and yeah.
All right. Next time DJ's on, we're gonna do the nights I barely stories. Remember.
We're gonna do the we're gonna do remember. a story
as best
called.
I can recall it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a story called.
We'll find a good title for it and a good theme for it.
There's not enough liquor and therapy in the world to undo that.
Maybe something like this. Blame it on the blues, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drunk, got you feeling drunk.
I love how you rehash the NFL picks soundbite, because that's the NFL sound picks.
Reuse, recycle, repurpose, DWI podcast 358. That better not be the title. I think it's time to get out of here. DJ, I love when you come on the show. We all enjoy having you on, and you know, you just got a great brain for what's going on here. Let everybody know what's going on your side of things so that they can enjoy you as well.
Hey, I appreciate being on here. I love hanging out with you guys when I get the chance. I know I effed it up a few Fridays back. I had an NXT show that I was like supposed to be at while we were recording. That being said, I'm going to an NXT show tomorrow night.
Are you sure it's not tonight?
1,000%. I texted my buddy earlier. I'm like, this is tomorrow, not Friday, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, because I'm going to probably podcast tonight. He's like, yeah, I haven't gotten any notifications.
When you win the beard contest, you're going to take the trophy with you to the NXT show, right?
I may. Actually, we may very well still be dressed up in Ren Faire. Depending on what time, like 6, and then the NXT show starts at 6:30. So we're debating on what we want to do, but absolutely. So I will be talking at the next episode of the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, which airs on Fridays. I will be talking about that NXT show, and I've got some big podcast news that we're going to drop on that day.
Ooh, teaser. AJ?
Well, you can follow me at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. Also, don't forget to go to thechairshot.com for not only our podcasts. Like DJ said, he got the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. We got a bunch of other ones like Down the Wire that I mentioned before. Of course, this one and so much more, along with articles and reviews. Go check it out. Steve Cook, my brother Andrew Belaz, a bunch of others doing stuff on thechairshot.com.
Oh, me? You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs. That it's me, DPP. And follow this show. I don't know if PC Tony said it. I wasn't paying attention. And it's at Podcast DWI on Twitter and Facebook.com/DWI Podcast. I don't fucking know.
I've told you about this before. One of us has to pay attention. My name is PC Tony. I appreciate you guys listening. Chairshot Radio Network, most importantly. There is so many great things. You know, if you're allowed to listen to things at work or you got stuff going on where you can listen to a podcast, you got to drive somewhere, listen to a podcast, you're working out, listen to a podcast, we're going to entertain you. I promise. We got good shit right here. 7 days a week, there's at least one new drop every day, most likely two, sometimes three. We're trying to crush it for you. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment. That's Chairshot Radio Network. That's on all your favorite streaming platforms and thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Like I said, PC Tunney, DJ from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, AJ Belaz, DPP, and you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DW. Goodbye.
I'm so glad that headsets nowadays have that little rolling to turn off sound.
I'm gonna get so fucked up for the Rumble!
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You're a cunt.
Great soundbite.
God damn it. I was like so ready. I'm like, oh, it's a dance break.
And then I'm like, oh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.